Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Craig Brown, Vice President of Producer Affairs for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Right now, Congress mandated that the Secretary have the rules for commodity programs promulgated within 90 days, which puts it sometime next month in May, maybe a little bit later. There's some other parts of the Farm Bill that'll come a little bit later than that. Some of the actively engaged requirements will be a little bit later than that. We've been concentrating with Risk Management Agency, which is where the crop insurance regulations will come from. We know that their priorities are to implement stacks and SCO and a whole farm coverage for 2015. That's where their priorities are. There are some other crop insurance provisions that'll be behind that, but we're hopeful they happen quickly as well.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, we think they were very successful. We had almost 50 meetings across the Cotton Belt, basically in a 2-week span, which was quite an aggressive schedule. But we're very satisfied with the way they went and the intensity of the questions and the attention that they got. They were basically open to anyone who wanted to attend. We were stressing that our producers and any other segments of the council should attend. We emphasized that crop insurance agents, it'd be useful for them to attend, bankers, a broad spectrum of commodity producers. So we had a wide variety of attendees at the meetings throughout the Cotton Belt.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There were a lot of questions about the new crop insurance programs, which we emphasized, of course, about how stacks would work and supplemental coverage option. A lot of questions in that area. But then when we got into the commodity programs, a lot of questions about generic base, about how that would operate, how people could calculate their base acreage, eligibility for the programs. A lot of questions about the different types of programs, the components of price loss coverage and ARC. So a lot of very specific questions about programs.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Well, they can certainly monitor the council's website. We have our summary up there, presentation we actually used in these Farm Bill information meetings. We'll continue to update that as we learn of different interpretations. We also recommend they monitor the USDA websites because they're starting to put together summaries and clarifications. On our website, too, we also have some frequently asked questions and some of the answers we believe to respond to those questions. We encourage people to go to other information meetings as they're held throughout the country and continue to look for information there. Then ultimately, obviously, the final determination will be when USDA promulgates the rules and the local FSA offices have the interpretations.